Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, Episode 12, Lynchpin. You tweeted, you meaned it. You tweeted, you meaned it. You tweeted, you meaned it. So don't try to get out of it. You tweeted, you meaned it. You tweeted, you meaned it. You tweeted. To the show, you guys are so cool. All right, I have to stop the metronome. What the fuck? Damn, that makes me want to start over. My mic was spinning, and I don't even know how much of that we got in good value. Because apparently my mic was trying to get away from me while I was doing the opening. Now I just feel stupid. Now I don't even feel like this is a podcast anymore. Now I just feel like I'm sitting in my room with a faulty mic in my hand. That is unprofessional. This is Lynchpin, episode 12. A few things on the agenda that is my mind. Number one with no bullet is money. You know how that song goes, that one that goes money. Yeah, so saving is scary. To save money, the concept is very strange to me. Money is very strange to me. You know, the idea of working for these sheets of paper that we barter with. And, you know, it seems like on the surface of this barter system, you should just accumulate enough money to live on a day-to-day basis. But people get good at accumulating this money, and it makes other people who aren't good at accumulating money look stupid. It's like, damn, you could be living so much different if you just knew how to accumulate your slips of paper more, you know, more better. And then they implement all this imaginary, like, elements. These imaginary elements to the, you know, the paper slips, where they're like, yeah, if you go to this building, you can store your paper slips, and they just become an idea, and they're just floating around. We keep records of everything, so if anything happens to your floated around money, we'll let you know, so you'll be good. You know, just leave it here. Just leave your accumulated sheets of paper with us. And then they give you credit. Like, it's an insane thing. It's not even sheets of paper anymore. It's like little rectangle plastic things. And it's just, it represents sheets of paper that you could possibly have if your life was a little bit different. This is like, credit is like the hand of God saying this person is worthy of having more slips of paper, but they just can't get it without my help. So I'm here for that, you know? It's not really a loan, it's different. It's like it's a loan from God, you know? This shit is so weird. So I'm at this point where I don't care about money. If someone were to ask me what my goal is money-wise, I'd be like, my goal is to have enough money to where if a problem arose, I could just throw money at it. And, you know, that would just kind of be the end of it. Which sounds like an asshole billionaire thing. It sounds very much like that. But it's also how I'm living right now. Like, if a problem arises, I just throw money at it. But another problem arises that I don't have money to throw at the problems. So I'm just in that stalemate area. Like, I'm attempting to live ballerish, but it's just not working out without the baller's qualities of money to back it. You know, it's weird. So I'm starting to try to save now. Try to get, you know, a little less dumb and put some money aside. But it's weird. I don't want to go to the bank. I don't want them to be able to do whatever crazy shit they can do with my savings account. You know, like, it's just, I don't want to have any, I don't want to put stakes in it. You know, I don't want to have this unknown factor. Like, if I'm putting money in my house or whatever, this is a bad analogy. I should change this whole situation to convey this story. All right, so there's a sailor, okay? And he comes back to shore, and he goes to a whorehouse, and he's got a bag of money with him, and he gives his money to one of the whores who has a kid. And he's like, don't spend all the money, you know, don't spend all of it, but, you know, yeah, you just keep that here for me when I come back. And I feel like that's a good risk. You know, that's a good game right there. Instead of going to a place that feels they're bigger than you because you're just like a customer and they have billions of customers. So you're not anything special, you know, you're just going there like, hey, can you please, I'm begging you, can you watch over these sheets of paper that I have? And they're like, yeah, we'll watch over your sheet of paper. We watch over everybody's sheet of paper. Get out of here. But they also have rules where they could do random shit with your sheets of paper. They can go bankrupt and you'll never see your sheets of paper ever again. And that's completely out of your hands. It's like you gave away your money the first day you signed up. Like, you just gave away all your sheets of paper. Instead of going to that whorehouse, you sailor, and giving it to the whore, who probably would spend less than the bank, you know, and make some, you know, interest on it just out of goodwill. But I feel like if somebody were to go to the whorehouse because they knew that's where you stashed your money and they stole the money from the girl, it would be like, well, damn, that sucks. You know, they caught me slipping. You know, it would feel more personal. It wouldn't be like the bank fucked me over and it wouldn't be a conspiracy. It would just... You know, it's more like real life if a person fucks you over, not like this group of people conspired against you and fucked you over. It's just really strange. It doesn't feel like that's where the world should have, that shouldn't have been the direction we were going in. But hey, it's a good direction for a lot of people, and I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying, let's get enlightened, people. Let's enlighten the telescopes and stare at the galaxies. that sounds so dumb. Anyway, money was going to be a small topic, and that ended up being quite a nice topic. Linchpin is the name of this episode. I thought of it before I started recording, which is, I'm not going to say it's cheating because I still just thought of it. I didn't write it down or anything. But it reminded me of Fear Factory, that metal band. I don't even know if they're metal. I don't know what to call them. I apologize to the fans. What if one of you six people listening was a fan of Fear Factory that would get mad that I called them metal? Oh, that would make my day. Anyway, so yeah, it reminded me of that, and I listened to the song on YouTube, and it was good. You know, it had a cool video with machines and shit. It's like Biomechanics, Fear Factory, Can't Take Me Apart. Good times. Magic. I'm wiping my eyes right now. Sometimes I get self-conscious about, like, eye boogers because I have contacts in my eyes and it makes my eyes water a lot. And, you know, sometimes substances, you know, start crowding up in the corners and I have to wipe that shit off. And I wonder how visible is it? Am I just the crusty dude? Because that sucks. Sucks. Damn. Just being forgetful and then you end up the crusty dude. It's not cool. Don't be forgetful, people. I don't even have tweets prepared as of now. I should probably do that. I started this shit. I wanted to be more professional than last time and try to stay close to the mic. But as you heard about in the beginning, that did not happen because the mic was running away from me. It wasn't screwed in tightly. So it was just like swinging around, but like, you know, not violently swinging. Otherwise, I would have felt it. I'm not crazy, guys. I'm just ill-prepared. It sounds like a song. I'm not. Shit. I'm just unwell, and life is fun because I'm in hell. Well, I'm not sick. I'm just unwell. That's it. Ahaha. I'm glad we could discover that song again together. While I click these links to get to my tweets, holy shit. In 2010, I tweeted once. I probably told you guys that. The tweet was, what the fuck? People still use Twitter? I was so dumb. And Twitter became this amazing thing. I'm pretty sure I read my first tweets. I had to have, right? I think I did. Lots of dead space is great, right? 'Cause I can't read and talk at the same time for some reason. Because I can't, like, process the words when I'm talking. I just kind of see them. It's, like, pretty sleepy physics center exam week made podcast, NCIS. Like, that's not reading, you know? That's just seeing keywords, I guess. In 2009, I was still in high school. I think. Yeah. That was high school days. And then in 2010 was like college. Right, I tweeted. People still use Twitter. What is this strange sight? This is just boring to me, but hopefully it's not to you. Oh, she's so unprepared, dude. I wanted to have a guest this time, but I didn't ask anybody. You ever do that? It's a new thing I do on stage that I've pretty much gotten from watching other people do it and thinking it was funny, but not thinking it was like a bit. You know, it's not something you can, maybe it is something you can steal. I don't know. But like a lot of people do it. So it's a question. I mean, it's strange to like copyright a question. Just saying like, you ever done that? Like so many comedians use that, you know, question. So I guess it's not stealing, but it still feels weird when I say it because that's not, it's like me stalling. I'm like, it's like an impression, but I don't know who I'm doing an impression of when I do it. I'm just like bombing at a certain joke because I either missed the punchline or I fucked the timing up and I knew it wasn't going to bounce back. And I was just like, so I just like mumble mouth the end of the joke. And I'm like, you ever done that? You know, that ever happened to you where you're trying to get a joke and you fuck it up on stage? Does that ever happen to you guys? Yeah. And then like, I feel like that really slows down the show when I do that. I need to somehow figure out how not to do that. But that's mostly at one place. I'm talking in circles, guys. It's there's circles in geometry, and there are arrows on my laptop. 17 minutes in. This feels like a hostage situation. I don't know. Is this falling apart? I think I need a guest, you know? Or maybe I should just let this fall apart and let it collapse into itself until it becomes a black hole, and then invite people onto the black hole. Nah, that's been done, right? People have been on black hole podcasts just for the fun of it, right? I don't want to become a black hole. How do I not become a black hole? Do I write notes? This isn't a note-writing podcast. This is a tweet podcast. What should I do? I can't just rely on some other person. Other person? I know. I should get a co-host. Oh, perfect. Yes, me and a co-host can sit here and discuss things about things, and then we can go on to Twitter. Man, this would be great. I don't want to say put rely. How do you conjugate rely? Put, not relief, put believe. You don't even conjugate rely? Does rely not have a conjugation? Is rely just like a fucking noun? What the fuck? Oh, I feel like I should Google that. That has stumped me. You grammar Nazis might be yelling out the answer. How do you conjugate rely? Relied. relies. I think relies is it, but I forgot the sentence. Oh, I don't want to say, you know, that my podcast's life relies on a guest, you know. I don't want to say it relies on a guest, but I can say with, you know, full-hearted goodness that it can rely on a co-host. And I'd like to introduce that co-host to you now. Here we go. Hey, co-host.
Hello.
How's it going?
How's it going? I am Lord Byron, here today. Yes.
Nice.
Here today.
I would actually like you to kind of come into your duties a little bit.
What? My duties?
If you would take, kind of not take, but
what,
like,
are you asking me?
If you would come in and mop what? Up a little bit with mop. The show.
You want me to grab a mop? Is that what you're telling me? I don't.
You know what I mean? You're always, you know.
What?
That was weird. I just said
yes,
you're
it
always.
Was. I don't want
to
grab
always
mops.
Was not the word to use.
I am Lord Byron, and my talents are great and far and wide.
Yeah,
spread.
Yes.
Yes, it is, and I
it's
do
like
music.
Those standardized tests.
What?
When they say, you can't say not and always. Those are the words you look out for.
Did I say not nor always? I don't think I did. That was very confusing. Standardized testing suck. I make music. I am an entertainer, and I'm trying to be your co-host, but you're mumbling over me right now.
Sometimes I sing.
Sometimes,
you ever just sing?
No,
you know?
I make music.
Come
of
on,
course
man.
I
like,
sing.
Just,
you want to sing
ever,
with me? Is that what you're saying?
You ever?
This is not how you ask someone to sing with them. What are you doing? What are you?
Yeah.
That is
killed it.
Oh wow, that was pretty amazing. Yeah. I'm gonna give it to you. But that is not how you ask.
we should probably get to some tweets.
No, I was in the middle of saying this is how you ask someone to sing with them.
For a strange amount of time. Not a long amount of time, but a strange amount.
You're so rude.
So we're going to go to 2012.
Just ignore me. That's cool.
April.
2012, April. Cool.
We're going to see what was going on April Fool's Day. We're going to see.
Oh, today is April Fool's Day, right?
Lives are being ruined by my Twitter. Probably my own.
Your own life is getting ruined by your Twitter. Is that what you're saying? Once again with this singing shit.
This is gonna be cool. This is gonna
be
cool. This is gonna be cool.
And
oh shit.
Are you high
shit.
Right now?
This is gonna be fun. This is good. 2012. I have a few retweets in here. I have a few mentions.
You're building up. What is
random shit?
You're like a dung beetle.
I'm trying to get people to follow me. Still back in 2012.
You're rolling
I think
that
I was doing pretty well
hill.
For myself in 2012.
You weren't.
No, that was the beginning of my tweets.
Yeah,
I probably had. Back in 2012, probably had 40 followers. I'm going to say 40.
You mean 38?
And this is what I was tweeting to pretty much nobody.
Yeah, because you people were
I followed
nobody.
A lot of people, though. So it looked like I was tweeting to people, but that's my own timeline.
I still
it's
think
not
you're
everybody
nobody.
Else's that sees me. So, you know, get that bravado. From seeing everybody else's tweets. And you tweet shit like, I forgot what voice I liked. In the other podcast, I liked this one voice I did. And it
so
it was
you
like
do
one
voices
of the last
now?
Ones. like where I did kind of like a commercial thing. Or no, it was for Under Skies, where I was like really into that the
Italian band.
Yeah, that was the voice I liked, where I was, everything was like really cool, and like I had some high notes. Okay.
I don't think you're gonna be able to stick it. Me, 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 me. Singing again.
Went to a chill wedding today. Took a breath from music all day. Now I want to rock out to some post-hardcore music. There's so much oxygen that I forgot to breathe. No longer will I lay in bed pulling out my hair. Why am I not ashamed to have problems? No. Why can't more people accept who they are? Wow. I think she was right about me. I almost fell asleep on the couch. Hashtag team follow back. Retweet Young Numbers. I want to get shot wearing a bright green three-piece suit. Get me media attention. I'll have the world swagged out. You are quite clever at Mikey Steal Your Girl. Wearing a hoodie in my apartment. Hashtag FTW.
You lost it.
So far, my day has been pull-free. I may not be as bad off as I thought. Retweet Sam Rothstein. Hashtag names of people I wouldn't trust. Coney. I've been in denial. I love that girl.
Coney.
Went all day without pulling. Maybe I'm not as bad off as I thought.
That was kind of a grammar thing right there.
Retweet Purple Man. Club Ampersand for Studio 1100 tonight. DJ Berserk and Set Up Entertainment will be in the building. See you all there. I realized I get my support skills from my mom. At Sex After Weed, AVI is cool.
That was weird.
Retweet Dominique Lejeune, Pizza the Hut. Huh. At Dominomnom, Spaceballs. Retweet Best You Never Had. I'm missing WrestleMania. At OMG underscore it's Ashlyn. It's because she loves you. Retweet at Becca Rose M. I hope everyone's wearing protection. April Fools, right? H to the is O, V to the is A.
Hove, follow Whitman now. H is O.
Too hot for a penguin. Hashtag team follow back.
I used to love the team follow back ones. I used to post them all the time, just the most random shit. Hashtag team follow back. And it would actually get me a few followers. Kind of funny. Kind of.
Now I gotta make yuck yucks with this son of a bitch at Never Not Funny. I like bananas because they taste good. Hashtag team follow back. I can tell.
Grammar?
I can taste both the lemon and the lime when I taste right. Watching Being Human. Sprite. When I think about you, I shed myself.
Shed?
They come up with the best names shred for their shows. LOL.
It's when I think about you, I shred myself.
My shoulder is twitching. What the fuck? Not cool. You can call me Beastmaster. Hashtag looking for a girl that can play kickball. Riding around looking at lightning in the class.
What?
I don't like hearing the term holding whomever's nuts.
Holding nuts? You don't like hearing holding nuts?
Get more followers here. Stalkme.com.
Yeah,
I don't mind saying horrible things if I know I don't mean them. Things don't turn out right, no matter the weather. Listening to Liquid Tension Experiment, that dude was shredding on the piano.
Shredding the piano? Like with the keys? Or with the cheese
grater? Reverend Eric Dunn. Got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. That's Kendrick Lamar lyrics.
K-Dot.
To my new followers, who I'm not following back yet, this app sucks. I'll follow you later.
I probably never did.
With this much free time, I could master the art of lawn darts. I guess I should write and record my remix to Vermillion by Slipknot.
Song is not.
I'm a fuck up. If you can't accept that, then don't try to get close to me. I've seen where that goes already. I have a hard time asking people to do things. Tweet me something, mister. Hashtag New Orleans tweet.
Nice.
How'd I come up with that one? Link Inc. the pen was this one.
Nice
Link
grammar.
Ink in the pen.
You
like
can't read
ink.
For shit.
Ah, fuck, I can't
you
even
can't read.
Read
for shit.
It's okay, though, guys.
Oh, son.
Don't worry.
No, it's not good. It's not good, son. It's
How did
not.
I come up with that one? Like ink in the pen with this one.
Oh, okay.
They in here singing AFO, working on some extra classy stuff.
Stuff.
It's raining now. Hello, world. I need to get out of this place. I could use some assistance.
So now you're trying to read fast? Is that what this is?
YOLO. Isn't that how Megamind answers the phone?
I don't remember.
Queens of the Stone Age, where your new music at? Hashtag looking for a girl whose hair is more than one color. Depends on what good means. Retweet at Bonita Mama 21. So there are still good dudes out there?
Depends on what good means.
Can't stop listening to my Vermillion remix. I'm not leaking this one.
It's not that great.
Freaks and Geeks remix is gonna be legit when it's finished.
It is pretty good. It's legit. It's legit.
I seem to have a little problem with timing, but I don't know if I should embrace it or not.
Don't embrace it.
I still have a problem with timing, 2012 me. Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. That's a verse for my future self. Thank you, 2012 me.
You're welcome.
Oh, I guess it's time to use the PS3 as a computer. Watching Bob's Burgers, also known as Fish Rocket Burgers.
Fish
that must be an old joke from Bob's
Burgers.
Ask him what he'll do for a pack of smokes. I'm about to frickin' and hero over here. And hero is suicide for you new fags.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. Don't new fag me. I know what's going on with the 4chan in the business.
Being human may be my favorite show ever. On the side of Lost and True Blood. I don't think I had finished Lost
at
that point.
That's a horrible trilogy to pick as your top. Ugh, 2012.
I need a girl who can get lost in a TV show with me. That would be legit. I hope I can make my characters in XBM as deep and true to themselves as the characters in Being Human.
Damn, that shit went nowhere.
I'm ready to spend the rest of the night getting lost in character stories or watching a body modification documentary. Either way, good night. I've been pulling like crazy lately. I'm just glad it's not for my head. Suburgatory it is. I like this show. No homo for the past few tweets.
No homo.
The PlayStation froze. Let it burn. Rocking out with Avenged Sevenfold this morning. They are so melodic. Retweet of the Illuminati. Play the game for more than you can afford to lose. Only then will you truly learn the game. And that's what I'm talking about with that money shit, man. They're trying to talk some shit with that money shit, the Illuminati, back in 2012. You know? They were like, you gotta gamble with more than you got. You need them credit cards. That's what the Illuminati's saying. Otherwise, you're not going to know what the game is. You're not going to understand that the building of money is some weird game with your fucking, like, just gonna make you immortal, man. That's what the game is.
It's gonna make you immortal. Get that money, baby.
Put your money where your ass is, cause all you do is shit talk. What's up to my peeps in NO? That's New Orleans.
Hi, New Orleans.
What you gonna do? Can't win them all.
See, my name Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. It's that Kendrick. I know you're kind.
Thirst is a scary thing.
Where are those gators? Fuck your haters. Wesley, snipe your ass before 35.
I don't understand this tweet, but I want to read it. It says, at mermaid vaginas _ we normally are high. # speaking for black people.
Oh, you are speaking for black people now, huh? Gonna take your black card. Take it.
A retweet of Sarah Silverman. Warning, accidentally farting in public makes you freeze.
Yeah.
Watching Californication.
I used to like that show. It got weird. The later seasons got a little
damn
weird.
Californication hits close to home.
It used to.
Been inside all damn day, feeling forgotten. That was easy, but how I miss you. In the mood for Marilyn Manson. I wonder when his new album comes out. The way people talk about God makes me want to be atheist.
The high end of low.
Just saying. Bored and alone. #FML. Whatever happened to FML? Is that still a thing?
I kind of remember these tweets.
I don't like you like I should. And I don't like her like she would like. And she doesn't know how much I like her. And I still love her. That was actually pretty cool. I'm gonna put that tweet into Google and see if I was the originator or if that's
a vain motherfucking piece of shit.
Because if I originated that,
so look up your own shit.
I will brag. In front of me. Right here in your face.
Oh.
And if I did not originate that,
oh,
then I'm just really cool for, you know.
No. We're going to throw you to the dogs.
For bringing it to everybody's attention.
We're going to throw you to the dogs if you didn't originate this.
Yes, I came up with it myself.
Damn
in
it.
In your face. Google has family friend poems, Quora.com. WikiHow, how to know if she doesn't like you anymore.
I don't need to know.
How to tell a friend you like them, which means it's not lyrics. There would have come up. Tweet again, because you fuck rewinding. You know, this is SoundCloud.
Sometimes it's hard as fuck to rewind.
Now I can't even read it. So stupid. I read it perfectly the first time.
I don't
like you like I should. And I don't like her like she would like. And she doesn't know. She doesn't know how much I like her. And I still love her. Maybe it's not cool. Maybe it's like a haiku. But I don't know how to count
syllables. Maybe you're pretentious.
And still do a podcast. Bored and alone, FML. Whatever happened to FML? Oh, I'm going weird.
I read that one already.
Going the wrong way. Oh, no.
Find your place, mate.
Californication is almost over. Next step is depression. Next step in this depression is piano. Maybe it will birth a song. It's more likely that no songs are going to be made tonight, but play I will.
Play?
I feel the need to shoot a gun. I think I'd feel better. The hills have bananas. I am strong-willed, and I will stick to the script. I will not slip. I will not look over the edge. The PS3 froze again. I need that latest Fringe episode. Crazy train.
What the fuck? That was a weird area. That was dark.
A moment like this. Here, have a pickle. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
It's getting dark in here.
Now watching House of Lies. Girls who like me tend to like me a whole lot, while every other girl couldn't care less about me. Hashtag weird. Actions speak louder than words. Let me try that shit. It's crazy how much it helps to have a car.
That was a Tyler lyric. I remember
Fuck
that.
Twitter. I'm going to listen to Every Time I Die, X Lives from Beginning to End, and mellow out.
Well, I want to make that
good
with my friends.
Old Southern metal.
That's a shout out to Every Time I Die.
I hate this Twitter app. It's kind of cool, though. Hashtag flip flop. Texting people when you're not happy. Less than, less than, less than.
Oh, it's
I used to learn how to speak Chinese. I used to like to learn.
I used to like to learn how to speak a Chinese.
I used to like to learn how to speak a Chinese. That's probably fucking. That's probably the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chappelle Show? What? NBA stars, Dwight Howard. Does Howard will speak Chinese? Teach your kids to code, not how to speak Chinese.
That's racist.
I used to learn how to speak a Chinese.
Teach
what was
them
that
code,
from?
Not
that
to
was
speak
from
Chinese.
A movie.
Don't talk over me. You're so rude. You've been rude this whole time.
Come on.
Don't you... Fuck you.
I guess I'm going to have to put movie in the search.
You're not even worried about me just, like, searching? So we're just gonna be mad this...
Lyric? Was it a lyric?
What? Fuck.
I know I didn't come up with that shit. Because I remember the situation.
Nobody even cares anymore. You're just, like, ruining time.
Come on.
No. You come on.
Fuck. Come on, Google. I used to learn how to speak a Chinese.
You're never gonna remember.
I can learn how to speak a Chinese.
You're just wasting podcasting gold.
Well, that went nowhere.
Yeah, finally you're on
my side. Much like the other one. I did not come up with that. I'm not racist. That's all I want to say.
I think you are.
All the way to Blowjob City.
What? Are you back on tweets? Is that still going on? You're doing more tweets now?
Get me those prints.
Okay.
Man, this girl dumb. Castle clearly likes you. You're just being a bitch now. Castle. Oh, Castle.
Yeah. That was an alright one. That was worth the rolling on.
Hashtag looking for a girl I can be lame with.
Good luck.
The new girl is my shit.
Yeah, new girl's pretty awesome.
The girls I like are self-empowered women, but don't fucking pretend like you wouldn't pay for what I do to you.
Damn. That was a weird tweet. That was.
Don't push me. I've got a bank of your emotional weak spots, and I'm ready to start stabbing.
God damn, dude. God damn. What was going on at that point?
Going to New Orleans, I will still have no car, but I will be with fam in the laptop. Hashtag shameface.
And?
It's never too late to play organ.
Is that right?
About to take a trip to the garage.
What's in there?
The Bigfoot episode of Futurama.
Is in drink the garage. Shiz.
I made the best mixed drinks ever I have. Some citrus, six lights wine, taka, 8V splash.
Sounds like you're drunk
sitting
right
down
now.
In my parents' home with a drink and a plate of food at 2 a.m. It's nice. A good place to end.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm probably at 47 minutes. And this is insane. No one's gonna listen again.
No one is gonna
and listen I again. Have failed. You tweeted, you mean it. This will become the lost episode.
Lost episode
12. You heard it here. Lost episode 12. I had to delete 2 other episodes to fit this one on because it's so long. Unless I find a host site for this, and then this song is wrong. And maybe every other podcast will be 40 minutes long too.
So long.
Up to an hour, woo.
Long podcast.
Who knows? I don't. And it shows.
It shows.
Thank you. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank
the
you.
Co-host.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. This has been You Tweeted, You Made It, episode 12.
Lynch,
one of the longest episodes yet.
I thought you were going to say Lynch.
We're going for an hour, bitches. An hour of power talking about nothing. Oh, God.
I hate when you start talking and you like.
I feel like I wanted to do this to get like a group of core fans.
You just like ignore.
Who wouldn't walk away after 2 shitty episodes in a row, you know? But I think what I'm going to end up doing is attracting this like bile from the darkness of the internet. And they're going to be
just
like this train wreck.
Shitting on your
awesome.
Fans.
And then they're just going to want the shitty episodes over and over again.
You shit
but
on your
I'm
fans.
I'm not down for that.
So
I want
much.
The good quality too,
work.
You know? I don't want all
maker.
The awkwardness all the time, you know? That's not my goal. The goal isn't for the awkward. The goal isn't for the weird. The goal is for the comedy.
Really?
Which is not very strong when I'm by myself. Unless it
I
is very strong. Because maybe it's funny. You know, no. Maybe it's funny that I can have this whole conversation with you while you're not in the room.
No, it's not.
You know?
It's not cool.
Maybe it's funny that I'm, you really know, need I'm to saying see about you this. Personally. Like, I'm
you need to, you need to you know, listen.
This is one-on-one, but it's really
you,
like one-on-20.
Really
20.
Need to listen. No, it's not cool. And you just
is anybody
going to
let that exaggeration
no.
slide?
No,
it's,
we're not.
It's really like one-on-7.
No, yeah. This is horrible.
It's really like one-on-4.
This is a bad
but
idea.
But want to use 6, you listen to it once or twice. It's cool.
Don't praise
understand.
Them for that.
You can't catch everything the
They're
first time.
They're enabling you.
I'll be
can't
mumbling, changing my voice. And
no, this isn't
not
even
giving
funny.
Correct pauses, talking over myself. Being my own co-host.
No.
That's, you know.
The worst part.
It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to handle. This, it
too
seems
much,
hectic.
Honestly.
It seems not well put together.
This
but that's
is
because
podcast
it's all
too many.
On the spot. Except for that one episode where I was my co-host, but I'd written a whole script. That wasn't on the spot. That was a script. That one was, I feel like that episode was pretty shitty too.
Yes.
Like
honestly,
maybe most of
yourself.
My episodes
finally.
Are shitty. I don't know.
You're understanding.
I don't know.
You're
I just
around.
Do them. You know, persistence. That's what the podcast is all about.
No,
persistence.
Now you're slipping back into
if
the...
nobody's listening, then
no.
nobody's listening. But that doesn't mean that nobody will ever listen.
Oh.
That's some science for your mind. The internet is a crazy place, guys.
You're so right.
With that being said, this has
so
been
right.
Linchpin.
Yeah, Linchpin. I
your linchpin in connecting the podcast where the previous one, number 11, was kind of poo-poo. Other than the voice I used at the end, that
not
was
bad.
Pretty cool. And maybe one or two stories that were cool. but yeah, this is the linchpin in connecting Boo Boo to Guest,
Boo-boo,
which will be episode 13. I'm promising, I'm making big thirsty. Promises. And right now, I don't even know who that guest is going to be.
Boo-boo.
But I'm going to make big promises that we're going to get them, you know, sometime within the next 2 weeks. Because these podcasts do not come out regularly.
They don't?
Not yet. Maybe not ever. You know, fuck you.
Damn, man. You're so wishy-washy.
I'm going to let my co-host end this one.
Oh, really? Well, thank you, guys. I love this show. This was
Be
great.
A good co-host. Be a good co-host.
Yeah, this was great.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Yeah. Like you said, thank you and good night.